Thanks so much for staying with us on Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris, with me is Sharad Kutta. Let's continue our conversation about the impact of the Malaysia Kini verdict on the media and also public opportunity for critical discourse. Gayathri Venkateswaran is assistant professor at the School of Media, Languages and Cultures at the University of Nottingham, Malaysia. Gaya, thank you for joining us. Now, do you think the recent Malaysia Kini verdict will have this chilling effect on Malaysian media, as some quarters have warned?
Hi, Melissa. Hi, Sharad. I think, you know, this terminology of chilling effect has been up and about quite a lot in the last year, you know, given especially in the context of the change in government, the emergency. And I raise that because I think that when we look at what has happened in the case of Malaysia Kini, the impact is, in fact, added on to already a very worrying situation, right? So in this case, where it involves directly the public public's ability or the reader's ability to engage with the media on critical issues, you know, I do think that for those outlets that actually have and run active spaces for public comments, which tend to be, you know, the online sites that are not necessarily the main media outlets that, as Pramesh has said earlier, run a lot on Facebook or other social media platforms, but news sites that engage very extensively with readers on their main websites are quite few. And these also include the various forum pages on niche issues or thematic issues, where it's really very, very vibrant. And so, you know, if we broaden our interest area from just looking at politics, for example, and look at other areas as well, clearly there is going to be this burden on operators and managers and administrators of all these websites, where all kinds of discussions are happening, to wonder whether, to ask whether this is going to have an impact on how they manage their sites, right? I think we do need to keep in mind that, especially given the restrictions to meet and discuss, the online spaces have become actually an essential space for, you know, public sphere, so to speak, right? This is where a lot of people are voicing their concerns on a variety of issues. So clearly there will be that chilling effect, but I don't think that this incident is the only one that will lead to that. I think there has been a range of issues, you know, demonstrated by the government to actually act on critical voices, to act on critical, you know, or criticism against the government as well. So I think it's sort of like it's mounting, you know, the pressure on media outlets and, and also other platform owners. Yes.
Right, Gaya, because we have, you know, the Clubhouse is probably the one of the newest platforms. I think they've already had a room on libel and rather slander and Clubhouse. But I raise that issue because the media is constantly evolving. And I wonder if, you know, the laws in some ways are archaic, or they capture some realities, and when things move on, they fail to do that, or they don't anticipate change. And partly because they don't have very strong strong grounding in, say, a commitment to democracy or to a commitment to free speech. I mean, what is at the root of our problems when it comes to free speech, do you think, in this country?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think one of the we probably stop at the Communications and Multimedia Act as actually being quite a sort of a leader when it comes to technology laws. Not just in the region, but also, you know, sort of globally. So it was actually quite forward-thinking in many ways, despite some of the provisions that we think could be better. But I think that is probably the only sort of set of laws that took into account this idea of convergence, the fact that media, the way that media operates will eventually change. But politically, this was not envisaged, and I think there was this. We haven't moved from this mindset of how do we control the media. I mean, we come back to this again and again and again, and it's the legislators who are political creatures who decide on the kind of laws that we have. So aside from the CMA, the other laws and the laws that we've seen since then actually take us back quite far, because it's this, you know, the sense of how do we, how are we able to pin down the sources of this expression, how can it be much easier? So, you know, you know, we've been hearing about the Evidence Act, for example. And so, you know, refining the law to allow for that kind of provisions to...
very quickly, in the last minute we have left, coming back to what you said, just a follow-up on this chilling effect that you mentioned a bit earlier, I'm wondering, for members of the public who are watching, what takeaways would you have for them who still want to participate in critical discourse online? I agree with you, there seems to be a growing demand for the public to speak and to be heard now.
I would probably take off from what Premesh had said earlier. There's actually a lot of opportunities for public to also, moderate ourselves, not self-restrain, but actually to allow for a culture of, civic discourses and to also, have a much higher stake in the media. So if you trust the media, you want the media, as we've seen in terms of how people have come out in support of Malaysia Kini, take that responsibility as well as community of readers, right? I mean, we can have differing views. You know, some of the views may not be, it could be very lame views. It doesn't matter. These need to be defended as well. But as readers, right, there's also a level of responsibility that we can have in supporting the media in that process, because that space is also our space, right, as citizens, as readers, and as viewers. So there is actually an opportunity to do that as well.
Gaia, thank you so much for speaking with us tonight. That's all we have for you on this episode of Consider This. But before I leave you, let me remind you not to get all the latest news and the latest COVID-19 updates on astroawani.com and the Astro Awani app. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan, signing off for the evening.
Good night, folks.